It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver's sheriff and police departments could be closer to replacing their body camera technology. Denverite's David Sachs reports. That's before the city council tonight.
A safety committee gave initial approval for the funding last week. More than $11 million would go toward upgrading body cameras and buying new ones. They would automatically start recording when an officer or deputy draws a gun or arms a taser. Denver's police chief called the technology a fail-safe in the most critical situations. Incidents involving law enforcement drawing weapons represent a small percentage of interactions with the public, according to a review of the department's data. City Council will vote on the funding next week. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Some restaurants just survived their first weekend after new coronavirus restrictions took effect in more than a dozen Colorado counties. For places in the second highest level of restrictions, like Denver and Morgan counties, indoor dining is prohibited. And while outdoor dining is allowed, the colder weather is a threat to many struggling businesses. Sonia Riggs, who leads the Colorado Restaurant Association, says winterproofing patios is expensive.
In fact, our last survey, restaurants said that it will cost on average a little bit over $17,000 to winterize their patios.
In stay-at-home areas, restaurants will have to close all dining spaces and offer only takeout and delivery. The state has approved an $8 million loan to help with wildfire recovery in Glenwood Springs. The city will use the 30-year loan to upgrade its water system, which suffered severe damage during this summer's Grizzly Creek wildfire. The news site Aspen Journalism reports that tree loss has caused erosion along No Name Creek and Grizzly Creek, leaving a lot of sediment and ash that could clog the water system, and shutdowns from maintenance could affect 10,000 Glenwood residents. Colorado has snow on the way tonight and tomorrow along the Front Range and in the mountains. This is CPR News.